AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the troop buildup along Ukraine's border gives Russian President Vladimir Putin a complete range of military options, including actions just short of a full-scale invasion. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was the Director for European Affairs with the National Security Council, says Putin doesn't seem interested in diplomacy.
I think, unfortunately, we're headed towards a major military offensive in Europe.
Vindman thinks Putin will wait until after the Winter Olympics. At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, Dominique Lizuriaga talks about taking an Uber alone after the argument the day her lifelong friend and husband of 4 months, Jason Rivera, was killed.
You asked me if you are sure that you don't want me to take you home. It might be the last ride I give you. I said no, and that was probably the biggest mistake I ever made.
The 22-year-old rookie police officer and his partner, Wilbert Mora, were fatally wounded a week ago by a gunman armed with a stolen pistol. Mora's funeral is next week at St. Patrick's. President Biden arrived in Pittsburgh just hours after a 50-year-old bridge collapsed, injuring several people today. President touting the $1.6 trillion infrastructure package designed to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges, as well as bolster public transportation and provide broadband internet service.
We've got to get it on with it. We've got to move. The next time, we don't need headlines saying that someone was killed when the next bridge collapsed.
Wall Street ends on a high note, breaking a three-week losing streak. The Dow closed up 564. The S&P had its best day since June 2020, up 105 points. This is AP News. The Capitol Attack Select Committee subpoenas officials in 7 states.
The committee wants information and testimony from 14 people who, it says, falsely tried to declare Donald Trump the winner in the 2020 election. They are in 7 swing states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, New Mexico, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. President Biden won in all of those states. The committee says they submitted fake slates of Electoral College votes for Trump. Then alternate electors from those 7 states sent those certificates to Congress, where several of Trump's advisors used them to justify delaying or blocking the certification of the election on January 6th of last year, the day of the riot. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Someone scrawls swastikas on the outside of Union Station in Washington, D.C. The anti-Semitic graffiti in plain sight Friday at the station, which serves as a transportation hub. A security guard pointed out that several of the swastikas were in view of security cameras. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.